Zulu 0 UQY, Golf Zero Uniform Queen Yankee, listening.
EI 3 Golf United Bravo 3 HGB Stroke Echo Alpha 6 Golden by.
Kilo, just checking access only, GB, I'll get it right in a minute, MP7 IUG, that's better, M3 SXK, just checking access only.
G6IT from Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
G6IT, good evening.
G6IT, 7MNW returning. Yes, good evening, Steve. I thought I'd just give you a quick shout and see how your day has been. Back to you.
G6IT returning. Yeah, I was just going to switch off then, but thanks for coming back. Yeah. Today, no, I haven't done much today. Nice relaxing day today. Had a few little things to do, but that was it. I intended having a relax today. I did a bit much the other day, and I was suffering a bit achy. So today just relaxed. And yourself, what have you been up to? And I suppose you've got a busy weekend in front of you as well. Back to you. G6IET returning to Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
G6IET, M7NW returning. Well, this morning, I literally went out to, because I'm down on the rotor for the village for grass cutting, you see. We all sort of take our turns. And with it being very dry, the grass is quite brown anyway. I went down just to have a look to see how things were. There was a few little just tidy up things, you know, like trimming around the edges and things. So I went down with my battery-operated trimmer and I did that. And then when I came back, I thought, oh, I need to do a little bit in my own garden. So I did some bit in my own garden, and there was a bit of sweeping up around the side to do. So I did that before I knew it was dinner time. So that was the morning done. And then this afternoon, I've just potted around this afternoon. I'm just looking in my box of toys, really, and I found the mini disc players, a little, you know, and that I've had for a long time, and I just thought, I wonder if I can still get the software to sort of, you know, to connect them to the computer. So I've been sort of playing around with that. But I've also done a little bit more with the G90 with the connections, and I have managed to using the CAT cable. I've managed to web SDR, you know, program that you suggested, and I've managed to get it to work on that, so it's changing all the channels and things like that. The only issue I've had really is on the back of the radio, it's the I-O connection on the back, the audio doesn't come through very well at all. So what I've done is I've just basically, instead of plugging it into there, if I plug it into the headphone socket, then it's okay. So whether there's something needs to be sort of set, I'll need to maybe have a bit more look at it. But at least I have moved forward on the project. Back to you.
G6IET. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Sounds good. It's a good little program, that. I use it quite well. In fact, it helped me in some ways set my 911 up, 991 up. It really did. I'm running that now without that software, and I'm getting very good results from it. Now that I've figured out, you know, how many buttons to press to, you know, you start playing here, so you're like Rick Wakeman when you're pressing all these buttons sometimes. But I found quick ways of doing it. And, yeah, but great if you can get it to work there. Maybe it's the sample rate you can play with. There's a sample rate you can play with on that software, and maybe that's not just compatible with what you're feeding in, or just an idea. I haven't tried it, but just an idea. Maybe that's what it is. I had a play around with that with the organ music you gave me. Jeepers, that's difficult stuff to mix into things, because the configuration of it just doesn't fit in to what I was trying to do. I can obviously I sent one to you, but your organ plays at the first and then it carries on with another tune, if you will. But to actually build that into the actual tune itself is extremely different. The format's a bit difficult, but I'll carry on. Back to you, G680. Back to Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
G6IT, M7, MNW returning. I saw that you sent it to me via email, but I haven't sort of listened to it as yet. So I haven't listened to how you get on. But, you know, I think sometimes it depends on having a set beat sometimes with music, isn't it? And it's sort of as well, that can sort of help to do things. But going back to the radio, one thing I did notice was the baud or the baud rate has to be 192.00. Otherwise, the radio and the software don't communicate. So basically, if you try and change the channels, it doesn't work. But as soon as you put it up to 192.00, then everything seems to work together okay. So that's sort of. But as I said, the audio side, obviously, I just need to look a bit more into that really, and just to see if there's something I haven't sort of looked at within the settings. And probably like yours, there'll be probably all kinds of tweaks on board on the radio that I can probably have a look at in a bit more detail, and even that probably will help things as well. But I think it's just sort of really sitting down and going through all the menus, isn't it, really, to find the best setup. Back to you.
G680. Yeah, I can't really help you with that because they're all different. Mine's on 4.8, you know, 4.8.00. The baud rate's completely different. Just can't really tell you on that one, not without having the other radio there. But there's lots of tweaks in there. But I think at the end of the day, if you like what's happened to me here, when you find out how to do things, you'll actually find out how to do this exactly the same thing with the G90 itself without the software. So it leads you on to that. So it's not a wasted experiment, really, in my mind anyway. It's not wasted because it's showing you how to get round and do different things with your radio. And what's possible once you get used to the driving it with the menus. Just my idea. And what are you up to tomorrow? Tomorrow, what have I got? I've got to finish another tune I've been working on, which I must get on with it. I was quite enjoying doing it, and I haven't finished that, so I'm going to do that a bit in the morning and see if I can finish that off. And what else? Some radio. Oh, and I've tweaked the long washing line again. I've just changed a few settings, but the way it runs, I've changed it slightly, and it's making a heck of a difference. I've got quite a lot coming in on 20 to tonight, and I think it was 12. Was first time I've had quite a bit on 12. But it's working quite well now. Back to you, G680.
G6IET, M7, MNW returning. Yeah, just a quick one, Steve, before I forget. When you have a long wire, obviously you've got your and things to do that sort of side of it. And do you have to earth it as well back to you?
6 AD, good question. I have a earth rod right below where I have my antenna fed from. It's so close, it's unreal. And I have a copper earthing rod going right down there. It's really good. And I tried it there, and I didn't really see that much difference. So what I did, I run the another piece of same wire as what I'm using for the antenna itself. I run that from the other terminal on the box I have, and I run that in an opposite direction. And I've been playing around with the length of it and also the angle of it, so I can change that from right angles or basically in a dipole type, if you will, dipole type configuration, and I'm getting different results. So what I'm doing, if I change the angle of that, it seems to control where I'm picking the signals up for. It's quite cool. So I'm getting used to that a little bit, and I'm going to use that technique when I've gone a little bit further with it. But it seems to work. But as for the earth, you're supposed to, but I'm using the other method.
G6IT M7NNW returning. So essentially then, with having the earth, does that sort of help as far as the signal goes? Does it sort of improve? Is it to do with the noise floor, things like that? And obviously, is it a safety thing as well? For example, if it got hit by lightning or something like that, is that another reason? Back to you.
G6IET. I think the answer to that is yes on all. But as I say, if there is a lightning storm, I'll disconnect it anyway from the radio. I always have done. I have an old-fashioned way of doing it, disconnected. But the earth inside of it before, as I said, I wasn't too impressed at with earth in it, and you can't get a better earth than what I have there. It's a superb a copper rod. It's not a steel one like they use nowadays. It's a proper copper rod, and it's about 2 meters long, if not longer, into the ground. It was put in when they built the building, so I know what they put in. It's screwed together, and you've got different lengths of this thing that went in. So that's it. But I thought I showed you the other wire I've put on there. Did I not show you last time you came? Back to you.
G6IT M7NNW. No, I think what we did was we just plugged it into the G90 just to sort of see how it would perform through the G90. But I didn't actually go out and sort of have a look at all the setup of the actual wire itself and on that particular occasion. So it's just interesting to, see how it's all set up. The other thing, I think the other day I was listening on different bands, and I was listening on the 17-meter one, I think it was, and I picked some, I think, a French station. That was probably the one I sent you the recording of, actually, when I was doing sort of an experiment with the software. But I know from what you were saying, it definitely, you could hear things an awful lot better through the software than you could actually directly on the radio. It was a lot quieter on the radio, and as soon as you put it through the software, it really did enhance the voice audio coming through. That was just literally using the headphones of it on the G90, and then putting it straight into the laptop using the CM108, the usual sort of standard USB plug-in thing, and just using the microphone socket on that into the laptop. Back to you.
G6IET. Have you got your noise blanker on? Is there a noise blanker on the GNAT? There's got to be a noise blanker on there. There's got to be. Back to you quickly.
Yeah, G6IT, M7MW returning. There is a noise blanker on it. I need to sort of do a bit of tweaking. There's actually a few things on it to do with different aspects for the background sound, etc. So I need to really have a bit more of a tweak around with it. But I just thought I'd have a go at that software first, because it was sort of fresh in my mind. So have a look at it. I'll spend a bit more time. I need to look at the radio itself and work out a few things on it to improve things. Back to you.
G680 returning. Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at. By you're going to pick up by using that software some of the things on your radio. There should be a setting on the G90 which is like noise control, and you can use that as well, and some filters and what have you can play around with. But if you're doing it with the software at first, and then you can compare it with the software and then without it and see where you're going. It's just as I say, it's nothing serious, is it? We're just playing around here. It doesn't matter if it does.